is going to talk to us about strengthening community engagement in the CTSA program, which is the Clinical and Translational Science Award Initiative at NIH.
Good afternoon. I always say good morning, so I'm just going to say good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It's good. I always tell my children, you have to respond when someone says that. So you did a good job. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a Delphi process that CHEERS implemented with CCPH and go through some of the responses that we heard. And I don't have anything to disclose. So where did the Delphi process come from? In the fall of 2012, when Congress mandated an independent assessment of the CTSA program, an ad hoc committee was formed, convened by the IOM. And Serena was asked to present, and so CHEERS and CCPH came together and said, really, how are we going to make sure our national voice, that our partners and stakeholders from across the country are heard in this process as we move forward? And so that started the idea to develop the Delphi process. So just a little bit of background. How many people are familiar with CTSA program? Okay, great. So just a little bit of background. The NIH launched CTSA in 2006. The goal was to facilitate research and its translation to real world. There was a lot of talk in terms of bidirectional partnerships and communication between community stakeholders, researchers, all with the goal of moving science forward. And in 2012, the budget for the overall CTSA program was $461 million. So there's a large investment in the CTSA program. So what is Delphi? Have people used Delphi before or heard of Delphi? Sorry, all the social workers in the room can raise their hands. Delphi was developed by the RAND Corporation in the 1950s, but since then it's been used across disciplines. And what it is, it's a consensus building process. So it's a way to gain expert opinion from different stakeholders and get people kind of building consensus around an issue. Generally, the steps to Delphi method are there's an initial survey or questionnaire. It's presented to a diverse panel of experts. There's a facilitator that analyzes the key themes. Generally, Delphi process, oftentimes it's used as an anonymous tool so that you can feel free to share everything it is that you're thinking. And a facilitator will analyze the key themes. And then initial questions and responses are sent back to the group again to further react and react to one another's comments, and then there's group consideration, and the process continues until consensus is built. So the CHEERS CCPH Delphi process was conducted in February of 2013. The main objective was to really understand community stakeholder and academic stakeholder perceptions of community engagement in the CTSA program as a priority. So how much was community engagement a real priority for the CTSA program as perceived by stakeholders to operationalize and improve community engagement and to explore appropriate metrics for community engagement? So 250 folks who were academic and community stakeholders were recruited or invited to participate, and they were drawn from all members of the CTSA interest group were invited, as well as folks who had participated in the CCPH CHEERS community partner forums prior. And they were contacted electronically. And the way that the process was set up, I should back up for a moment, my slides are a little out of order, is that the first round, there were open-ended questions. And these questions that you can see here, I won't read them all to you, were actually posed by the IOM committee. So the same questions that were posed by the committee were then posed to community partners in round one. So the 250 stakeholders, both academic and community, received these questions electronically and were asked to send a short response via email. And then those responses were analyzed thematically, at round two, they were sent back to all 250 stakeholders to then say, rate your level of agreement. To what extent do you agree on a 1 to 6 scale with each of these responses? And then in round three, those who had responded in round two were asked to rank the responses in terms of their potential impact on the CTSA program as well as their feasibility. So with respect to who responded, in round one, there were 59 responses from the 250. 45% of the responses were community partners, And then the remaining stakeholders, five were unidentified, but the remaining were institutional-based staff, so academic responses. And then in round two, 83 of the 250 responded. And then in round three, 40 of the 83 responded. So some of the key themes that came out of the Delphi process, why community engagement should be a priority, because it makes research translation more likely. It ensures relevance and applicability of research to concerned communities, and it engenders trust for research and researchers. How that was operationalized, we'll leave to the previous panelists to check out. And then it improves participants in recruiting and retention. And one quote that we thought was particularly illustrative was, "The ultimate success of the entire health research enterprise depends on individuals and communities embracing and adopting new scientific knowledge that it produces. The research process itself will ultimately be more productive if individuals and communities identify their priority problems or issues and impose solutions and thus frame research questions themselves." So if we're going to do this well, we really need to meet people where they're at and hear what their priorities are, in short. So in terms of thinking the six key areas for improvement for the community engagement program that emerged were providing sufficient funding for community outreach, including better compensation for community partners, include specific expectations for what community engagement must involve. Don't just say, okay, we're going to engage you, but what does that mean? What do you expect? And then to integrate community engagement into each core rather than to keep it separate. So in thinking about our CTSA program, is community engagement a silo or does it cut across the community to all aspects of the CTSA? And folks felt that it should cut across. And then to provide education and training for institutional partners concerning the importance of community engagement and to offer research literacy training to community partners. And then on the side, you can see in terms of what folks felt on a scale of 1 to 6, 6 being the highest, would be the impact on the CTSA program, and then the actual feasibility of doing that. So in terms of the benefits of engaging community organizations and patient advocacy groups, so there was a feeling that there was important in terms of visibility, improves health outcomes and addresses disparities, improves the relevance and efficacy of research, builds trust, improves recruitment and retention. So similar themes of the last one. And then that community organizations can help tailor research questions and better design was a constant theme throughout. In terms of the barriers to meaningful engagement, institutional partners don't respect and value community engagement. Inequitable treatment of community partners and the distribution of funding and governance, leadership roles. There's little or no funding or compensation for community partners. Established academic culture does not have proper protocol for engaging community partners. Members of community distrust institutions performing research, and there's little to no funding for research literacy or training for community partners. And again, you see the impact and feasibility. And none of these are new. I feel it when we went through and we're looking at the themes, these things have been coming up for years, and to some degree, we need to start really paying attention and getting it right. So important that these things were moved forward to the IOM report. So metrics, which was my favorite, being used to measure progress of the CTSA in community engagement. And some of the responses we got, I don't think there are any established or unified metrics that are being used to measure community engagement across the CTSA program. There's been a lot of talk about it, but I don't think anything has been determined or adopted. This hurts the program's ability to measure, document, communicate their value in ways that are understood by leadership locally. And that the CTSA program seems to depend on conventional metrics, grant dollars awarded, manuscripts published, the amount of research that's been generated. And then measures that may not get at community engagement are being used in the CTSA. They're not really looking at the impact there. Folks felt overall that the level of integration in community engagement, community partners in the research team, there was concern around that. In that there was a lot of folks talking about the fact that people are engaged, but they're not in leadership roles when communities engage, and how do we make sure that community members and community partners are also in the leadership positions within this team. Card scared me. I didn't know. I was a little nervous. So she might be angry. Is she from the CTSA program? But I'm just kidding. Documented research outcomes, translation, community outcomes, policy change were important. Allocation of funds to community partners, again, and the new sustained community partnerships, number of new projects were all ideas in terms of thinking about how we can really capture some of the community engagement in the CTSA program. And then, I mean, overall, when we were putting up together the discussion, there was a lot of skepticism among respondents in terms of the feasibility of strengthening CTSA community engagement. And why the doubt? That's it. Why would folks be skeptical? Because in the last round of applications, community engagement wasn't explicitly required for funding. And then there was a lack of value placed on real and potential contribution of community partners, inclusive of the lack of compensation for their time and expertise. Implications and recommendations for NCATS. We think that they need to make a strong and unequivocal statement in support of community engagement is essential. You know, unless you put it out in the forefront, then it's not going to trickle down and be important. And then also that they need to include community partners in CTA governance, decision making, and professional development. And recommendations also included to invest in assessing the impact of community engagement. So how do we really capture the benefits of engaging community? And to ensure fair and equitable peer review, to make strong and unequivocal statements for support for community engagement as essential to conducting and applying the results of clinical and translational research, and to include community partners in CTSA governance and decision making. And all of this, one of the things that came apparent to us as we were putting this together is all of this is, there are great examples of all of these things being done in other areas. When we think about some of the work that's being done by the prevention research centers, that we see positives. So some of our conclusions are, again, that we really need more community engagement in the CTSA program. It needs to be valued. We need to have buy-in at multiple levels. We need to have buy-in at the top in particular. If Elmer was here right now, he would be saying to you, as which he wrote in the paper as well, is that we need to look, you know, we can push NCATS all we want, but if it's not coming from the top, then is it really going to have an impact above NCATS? You know, he's very concerned in terms of thinking about copper in the community engagement in the research panel. So I think that all of those pieces, we need to see. If we don't have multiple level buy-in, we're not going to have sustained support. So, thanks.
Thank you, Linda. It's always hard to play Elmer up here. I'm impressed you even tried. And also, as the acronym czar/moderator, I just wanted to explain NCATS is the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences, a part of NIH, and also COPPR is the Council of Public Representatives, which is a body that advises the NIH director. So, yeah, we need to work at that federal policy level.